Chapter 3 Healing, Salvation, and the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that we are made in the image of God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says, quote, Then God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Unquote. Not only are we made in His image, but He also lavished His love on us as His children. The Bible promises to lift us up from our fears and guilt. It gives us an unmistakable and clear road to salvation, healing, forgiveness, and mercy. Nothing even comes close to this in Islam, which provides no road to salvation from human sin and suffering. With my conversion from Islam to Christianity, my whole outlook on life, humanity, and myself was changed. I saw divine qualities, value, beauty, and dignity in every human being. I experienced healing and reconciliation with my Creator almost overnight. It was only through biblical values that I was able to forgive those who hurt me personally in the past. I was able to heal and turn the worst thing that happened to me into the best thing that happened to me. That could never have happened without Jesus Christ. After I became Christian, I was able to connect the dots as to why America is the envy of the world, why all the lives of every American citizen has value, while in the Muslim world, a human being is valued only when he gives up his life for jihad. Instead of promising healing to Muslims, Allah threatens those who turn down His offer to join Islam with increasing their disease. Quote, In their hearts is a disease, and Allah increaseth their disease. A painful doom is theirs because they lie. Unquote. Quran chapter 2 verse 10. Allah is constantly focused on cursing non-Muslims rather than healing Muslims. In that same chapter 2 of the Quran, Allah calls non-Muslims hypocrites, liars, misguided, living in darkness, deaf, dumb, and blind. They are mocked by Allah and will end up as fuel in hellfire. This is all because they refuse to believe in Muhammad. In the days of Muhammad, most of Arabia converted to his new religion out of fear and not out of conviction. That is why when Muhammad died, they abandoned Islam and had to be brought back to it with the sword. It's obvious that many tribes around Muhammad, both Jews and Arabs, were stricken with fear. They were afraid to tell him no, and many of the brave souls who did were beheaded.